Hello, friends. So I got a question for you. Do you struggle with reading the Bible? Do you wish that you had a magic button that you could press that would hold you accountable and help you study like a boss? Because let's be honest, reading the Bible can feel like a hard and daunting task, but it really shouldn't. So listen up to learn my top 5 tips for how to read your Bible daily, plus a little encouragement from yours truly. Are you just so tired of feeling broken? Do you want to take a deep breath and know that everything's going to be okay? That even when you slip, you have something to fall back on? Listen, I see you. Welcome to the Broken to Bless podcast. Here you'll find answers as we shine a light on some of the deepest inner struggles and spiritual battles we face today. My mission is to help you build a strong foundation of faith, kick old mindset habits to the curb, and refocus on what really matters. Hi there, I'm Randy, a wife, a mom, and saved by grace. I've struggled with depression, anxiety, and addiction issues since forever. But after surrendering to God in 2020, my life did a 180. He gave me a new heart, a new purpose, and a new life. It didn't matter that I was broken, because I'm made whole with Him, and you can be too. It's never too late for us to be redeemed. God has a good plan for each of us and a path for restoration. So if you're ready to live by faith, find peace, be present, and trust where your life is going, then listen up. It's time to let go of who you think you are and step into who God created you to be. Let's do this. Did you know that only 9% of self-identifying Christians hold a biblical worldview? And shockingly, a survey from 2021 shows that only 11% of Christians read their Bible daily. This actually is pretty shocking to me, because pre-Christianity, I would have figured that most Christians read their Bible. Like, I thought that was kind of a requirement for being a Christian. You know, you're a Christian, you read the Bible. But surprisingly, most Christians don't. And, you know, when you think about it, it really makes sense, actually. Life is complicated, schedules are hard to balance, you know, words are hard. Finding the time to read your Bible, you know, while raising a family and working a full-time job, that can be very difficult. And especially in the age we live in the culture and the busy, I mean, it's really not surprising that most Christians don't read their Bible. But just because it's hard, that doesn't mean that we have to give up or make excuses why we can't. And this is a huge one, making excuses, but I'll get to that. Because listen, reading your Bible is important. If we're not reading the Bible, that means that we're wrapped up in the physical world, and it means that we've put the world first instead of putting God first. And it also means that, you know, we've procrastinated with some pretty darn good excuses. And let me tell you, I made a lot of excuses when I first started going to church, which was only in November of 2020. I set a lot of expectations on myself when I first started going to church, and one of those expectations was that I was going to start reading the Bible. And you know what happened? It was hard, and I struggled so much that first year of being in church because I was procrastinating. I was procrastinating reading my Bible. I was finding all the excuses on why I couldn't do it, okay? Everything from, it's too hard to read it, to I don't have the time to read it. You know, I'm not smart enough to read it. All these things. And in the meantime, I did a lot of things like download, you know, Bible devotionals. I did a lot of those Pinterest journaling with the word, anything I could do to where I was getting like maybe 5 minutes of something in the morning so I could be like, check that off the list, now I can move on, instead of actually just getting into the word and reading it. We all have excuses. We can all make excuses on why we won't read the Bible. But today we're going to talk about 5 tips that you can use so that you can hold yourself accountable and actually read your Bible. It's very important that we read the Bible, especially during the times that we live in. You know, people are not equipped. They don't know the word. And unfortunately, when you don't know your Bible, you are easily led into worldly thinking. Because if you don't have scripture, you can fall into a lot of these traps that the world, that Satan has laid for us. And we need to make sure that we're being prepared so that we can be successful every day and be successful Christians. And if you are saying that you are a Christian and you believe that you are a Christian, you really need to put your money where your mouth is, and you need to get into your Bible and read. But if you haven't done that, if you're like, okay, this sounds more like a lecture, Mom, just hold tight, because honestly, look, we've all done it. I've done it. And it's okay. God's mercies are new every morning. Every morning we have a new chance to start over. And every morning we can start by picking up the word and getting into it. So let's talk about tip number one. Tip number one is choosing the right Bible. So choosing the right Bible, honestly, it was crucial for me when it came to reading the Bible daily. And if you're going to be spending every single day with your Bible, you better like it. It needs to be the right one. You know, it needs to feel like good in your hands. Maybe you're one of those people that you like a giant Bible that's like really floppy with like the large type, because you know you can't like read that teeny tiny type. Or, you know, maybe you're one of those people that likes the little itsy bitsy compact Bibles, the little teeny tiny ones that can fit in your back pocket. Or maybe you want one of those Bibles that you can take notes in, you know, on the sidebar, one of those like spirally cool Bibles that you can write all these amazing notes in. Or maybe you like coloring pages. Maybe you're a colorer. No judgment. Some people do it. I know people that color their way through the Bible, and that's totally cool. But whatever it is, choosing should be a well thought out process, okay? It's not just buying a random book off the shelf. It's like selecting your own little spiritual companion. Like, you're going to be getting up every morning and grabbing this Bible. And so when you pick it up, it needs to feel good. It needs to be like, yeah, I'm excited to get started. This is awesome. We are going to do this. So choosing the right Bible, that's number one. Okay, number two is blocking out time. So this second tip goes out to everyone who hates alarm clocks, myself included. Because, you know, I get it. Like, nobody wants to get up earlier than they have to, right? Like, we really want to sleep as long as humanly possible before we have to get up and do whatever it is that we have to do. But we do need to create real, solid, sacred time for our Bible reading. And if that means that we need to get up early, we just need to be obedient and we need to get up early. There's really no excuse for this. And that goes for me too. I can choose to sleep an extra 20 minutes, or I can get up and I can read my Bible and set my day up correctly and set myself up for success. And there is a real difference in that, on getting up and just immediately rushing to get ready and get out the door versus getting up and being able to drink your coffee and read the Bible quietly and really be able to absorb the word. There is a real difference there on how your day will play out. And listen, I have heard a lot of excuses with this. I've heard people tell me, well, you know, I just don't have time to do that. I get up and I have to get ready. I have to go, and I only get 4 hours of sleep a night. And so I really need that extra sleep. I've heard that. I've heard, well, I get up at 3 o'clock in the morning to get ready so that I can be at work at 4 a.m. I mean, I've heard it. And listen, those are hard schedules to deal with. Okay. You're not getting enough sleep. You work the night shift. You have to sleep during the day. You have to get up at 3 a.m. just to get ready so you can be wherever it is that you need to be at 4 o'clock in the morning. Listen, I never said it was going to be easy, but here's the thing. The Lord wants you to read the Bible even when we're busy. Even when we feel like we can't, he needs to see that we're being obedient, because that's what it comes down to. Are you going to be obedient or not? If you, You can say that, you know, I pray all the time, every day. I'm constantly talking to the Lord. I have a great relationship with the Lord. But are you reading the Bible? Because if you're not reading the Bible, that means that that's a one-way conversation. That means that you are just telling the Lord all day long things that you want, but you're not willing to make the time to hear what he has to say to you. And how are we going to listen to the Lord? By reading his word, by learning about his character and his hope and his promises. That's where we're going to find our answers to our problems in our lives. And so if we're not making that time in the morning to really dive into the word and read his word, we're not going to be able to hear what he has to tell us. We're just having a one-way conversation with God. When you put God first and you get aligned in your mind and your spirit, the rest of the day is surprisingly easier. And I believe that's because we're intentionally placing God and our relationship with him as a top priority. Okay? We're causing everything else to be secondary. We're saying, God, you are first, and I don't care if I have to get up at 2:30 in the morning. I don't care. I'm going to get up, and I'm going to read your word. That's a commitment. Tip number three is learn your way. So when it comes to reading the Bible, one thing we don't always take into consideration is, you know, our learning style. And that's kind of like a newer, it's not a new concept, but it's definitely something I never heard about when I was a kid. How you absorb information is critical to successful Bible learning. Okay, I'm going to say that again. How you absorb information is critical to successful Bible learning. Okay, so there's three common ways that people learn, and that's auditory, which is listening like you are right now, visual, so seeing, and tactile, which is hands-on, okay? So if you're a auditory learner, you can pop on the audio version of the Bible and listen to that in the car, right? Or wherever, when you're doing chores around the house, whatever it is, you can listen. For a visual, what really helps me, because I'm a visual learner, you can pull out the highlighters, right? I love the highlighters. The highlighters are amazing. And if you're a hands-on type of person, maybe doing both, like a combo of like audio, like you could have the audio version playing while you're reading, while you got the highlighters, the whole shebang, you know, and you can follow along with your book, or you can write down questions or look things up. Maybe one of those Bibles where you write in the sidebar, that might be a good practice for you. You know, like I said, I'm a visual learner. So like my favorite thing about Bible reading is the highlighter. I love the highlighter. Highlighting passages just adds a lot to my Bible reading. And I'm not just talking about color. By highlighting scripture, it's causing you to go back and repeat the verse. And so that kind of helps me marinate on it a little bit, and it just helps it rest in like my heart just a little bit longer. So this has added just like such a real layer to my Bible reading, and I highly recommend that you get a good set of highlighters when you're reading. Okay, so number four, listen to devotionals. Okay, so it's really easy to fall out of a habit, but one of the ways that I continue to get encouraged to read the Bible and continue to read the Bible is by listening to devotionals and tuning into different Bible studies on Spotify, or maybe if you're a visual person and you need to hop onto YouTube, whatever it is, whatever the thing, but listening to devotionals and hearing other people. You know, I love Focus on the Family. That's something that I love listening to. That helps me stay encouraged. That helps me continue on and know that, you know, reading my Bible is important and I need to make time for it. And the last tip is really just pray about it. Prayer is like our direct phone call to God, okay? And we need to pray that he'll change our hearts and get our minds right to spend time in the Word. So you can pray. You can pray to God to help you rise early. You can pray to him to help you with your schedule, to work time in. Whatever it is that you feel like is holding you back from reading your Bible, pray to God about it. Ask him to help you. Ask him to just help go ahead of you and help you accomplish this. One last thing that I want to mention, okay, is that if you're struggling to maintain a healthy mindset right now. So like if you're experiencing depression or anxiety, or you're really, you know, you're fighting an addiction right now, making the Bible number one in your life is crucial. Because let's get real. You know, when we're stuck in our heads or we're overcoming, you know, we're trying to recover from an addiction, this means that we are hyper-focused on ourselves. And it's really important that we get out of our heads and into the Word, because that is where we're going to find strength, hope, encouragement, and we're going to learn who God really is. God wants a total commitment from you. And it's important to remember that His Word alone is true and sufficient. Okay, His word will help you through whatever problem you're facing. His word has the answer for you. And we need to remember that God empowers Christians to overcome anything, any addiction, any mental distress, anything that's going on in your life right now. God can help you overcome it, but you have to pick up the word. You have to pray and you have to pick up the word, and you have to be obedient in reading His word. Reading the Bible daily, it can feel overwhelming, but it really shouldn't. Truly getting into His Word is something that, you know, we should look forward to each and every morning. We should be excited about getting into the Word every morning. We should be thankful that we get to get up and we get to sit down on our couch and read something from the Lord. He's got something new for us every single day. And it's a real privilege. There are places in this world where you are not allowed to read the Bible. So I hope these tips have helped encourage you to pick up your Bible or get a fresh start on a new copy. So for more Bible study, please make sure to visit me over at brokentobless.com. You'll see a lot of different articles that I've posted on reading the Bible, Bible verses, anything that you need to help you overcome your anxiety or depression or addiction or whatever struggle you're having with right now. So please make sure to visit me over there. Thank you so much for joining me. I pray you have a blessed day, and I'll see you next time.